Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri. On Mondays and Thursdays, I interview military veterans about their civilian career, what they do, how they got there, and advice on how to do the same. If you're listening to this, you're listening to one of our Saturday Behind Beyond the Uniform episodes. It's a lot more informal, off the cuff, and set up in a structure of thoughts about professional life up front and then personal life in the back. And feel free to stick around for however much serves you. Today I've got one professional thought or question for you and two personal thoughts. And if you listen to these things in real time, I'm apologizing for being late, which kind of ties into my first thought. But I realized and wanted to addend my episode 300, I realized that one person I didn't think as an incredible supporter of Beyond the Uniform is my mother, Brenda Nasiri, who has listened to pretty much every episode. She is constantly donating to Beyond the Uniform. She's by far the biggest donor to support the podcast. And she's always been encouraging with it, ordering swag, and just doing going above and beyond what mothers need to do. So I appreciate Brenda's support with Beyond the Uniform and her encouragement since starting this whole thing. And apologies for overlooking that as part of episode 300. The professional thought I wanted to share or just question is I want to spend some time on our website cleaning that up. And I'm curious to know how you listen to Beyond the Uniform. I realize we do have data around people listening on Apple Podcasts versus Stitcher. But I'm just curious if any of you use the website to discover older websites, older episodes. I was thinking of putting a little bit more elbow grease into categorizing the podcasts by career, functional role, size of company, different parameters, and making that easy to find on the website. But I'm not sure if it's useful for you who are listening, the hardcore Beyond the Uniform listeners, to be able to click through on the website and whether that is how you would consume the podcast. So if you have thoughts on how we might be able to make the over 300 episodes we have easier to explore, let me know. Or if it's just you take them as they come up and really just kind of listen more in real time, that's valuable information for us as well. So that was the main thought I had. The other thing I'll do is, I'll link to this in the show notes. I interviewed forever ago, I don't even know offhand the episode number, Jeffrey Teagues is with an organization. He went from the military, did a career, and then I'm blanking even on the organization, but it is they are designed to stop human trafficking, sex trafficking, and really protecting children. And I was just thinking of that today. I think that having a six-month-old son, the biggest change that I've noticed is an increase in empathy. And the thought of someone abusing a child before, you know, I don't think I would have had a strong emotional reaction to that. Now, having a son, the thought of someone abusing a child, it is like it's pretty much a very, very difficult thing to even consider. Like the amount of anger and sadness that I feel when I hear of something like that is just off the charts. And so I have a deeper appreciation for Jeff Teagues and the work that he is doing. And so I will put that episode in the show notes. The other thing that I liked about, and remember, and this is probably in the double-digit episodes for Beyond the Uniform, he's one of the few people I've had on the show where it's very clear that he has found a calling in his life. And I just really admire and respect that. So I'll put that in the show notes. If you haven't heard that episode, would encourage you to check it out. That's all I had for the professional front. Two personal things to share. Both of them are related to the men's group that I've talked about on the show before. I'm doing a year-long men's program with a guy named John Wineland. It's called Embodied Men's Leadership Training. One of the best trainings that I've done in my life. Really, really respect John Wineland as a teacher. Both of the things that I'm sharing come from that. The first is the exercise that we've been doing. There's a group of about 50 of us that do this program. The exercise we've been doing over the last 2 weeks, I wanted to share in case you wanted to take it on. We were paired up with someone else in the group, and we text every morning. And the thought is to think ahead on the day. And the way that he phrased it that works for me is like, what is it that you need to do today before you die? In another sense, you know, before, you know, at night tonight, before you hit, you know, your head on the pillow, what is it that you need to accomplish that you can just pass out without a care in the world, that you can, in a sense, die to that day? And I've really appreciated this exercise. First of all, it's been a great lens to approach each day and figure out, like, what is it that matters today? There's so many to-do items. I love my to-do lists. There's so many things to do, but what are those things that actually make a difference, that actually matter? And that's helped me prioritize things, and I think that's helpful to have priorities for a day. And it's not always earth-shattering things. I remember one of the days, it was like I just wanted to make sure I had 5 minutes of solid 100% presence with Rebecca and then with my son Bodhi. And that was one of the things that I needed to get done. And it's helpful having this other person that I'm texting with, because I've taken things from him as well. Like he had said something along the lines of, like, while he was driving someplace, he wanted to take 5 deep belly breaths. And I love that. That's something I incorporated today. We were at the farmer's market and I said, hey, I want to make sure that when I'm there, I just take 5 deep breaths into my stomach, really to ground myself, to be present in what's going on. And that's because I've committed to it to another person, it's more likely that I get it done. And I want to own that one of my items yesterday, which is Friday, if you're listening to this in real time, was I wanted to record this podcast before I went to bed, and the day got away from me and I slipped on that one. But I wanted to make up for that by recording that now, even if for the first time this is going out late, which really gets under my skin. So I wanted to give that to you if that's helpful. If you have someone that you like and trust to text with them, I do think it helps to have the accountability. And I think that filter can be really vital in figuring out, separating the high priority things that matter from the low priority things that tend to clog up my day. It's been a helpful practice. The second one was, as part of this group, we get together a couple, three times for about almost a week together in person. And then the other interactions are all happening by Zoom video conference. And so we had one of those calls on Thursday, and the structure was new. We've gotten to know each other extremely well over the last 6 to 9 months. And the structure for this call was, we each had to take 30 seconds to choose one man in the group to give feedback to. And it was, you know, part of the exercise was to drop the niceties and keeping our heart open to really be blunt, to use that feedback as a sharp-edged sword, and to not dance around anything, not pull punches. The concept being that, you know, when we pull these punches, when we're less than 100% honest with someone else, that we're not, that's not serving them. And the structure that I really liked, and I've kind of continued to this with other guys in the group in the couple days since then, is, you know, first of all, to ask. So we would say, like, hey, John, I have feedback for you. Are you open to it? And giving that other person the chance to say yes or no. And I think everyone did say yes, but just making sure that they're open to hearing that feedback. And then we had the 30 seconds, up to 30 seconds, to deliver the feedback, trying to be as concise and honest as possible. And then after that, the person was only allowed to say thank you. There was no arguing. There was no giving context or asking questions. And what John Wineland said that I appreciated about this was to just, you know, be open to it, to be open to accepting the truth of what they're saying. And in some cases, taking the piece that's true and valuable and leaving the rest and letting it be what it is. And I'm not implying that the feedback is always 100% accurate. there is a friend of mine that I was talking to today where the feedback that he got, you know, there's part of it that's true for him, and then part of it isn't in line with what he wants to do in his life right now. But just taking it in, recognizing that sometimes the feedback that we most reject or the feedback that we most get upset and angry about, that might be because it's the most true, and it might be the thing we most need to hear. And then the structure was, after that, someone else in the group had to give the person who gave feedback a rating on 1 to 10, and then a suggestion on what to do differently to be better at giving feedback. And so a common example was, you know, someone would say, hey, I give you 6 out of 10. You need to be more concise in your feedback. I give you 7 out of 10 because you pulled your punch. You praise this person effusively, and you seem to back off the heart of what you needed to say. And one thing I'll notice is, you know, like the person who gave me feedback, and then I had another call with a friend today who wanted to give me a different person who wanted to give me feedback that we didn't have time for on the call. It is a gift. You know, it may sting, but it's a gift. Like my experience was like it just felt so good to have someone be direct and honest, to say like, hey, this is a blind spot that you have. Stop doing this. Hey, this pisses me off. To not have to cushion it, to not have to be nice. And it helps that I know these people. It helps that there's a pretty safe container for this group. And it helps that I know that it's coming from a good place of someone who's wanting the best for me. But I just noticed how much yearning I have for that honest, direct, clear feedback. And it's something that I want to do a better job of in my own life. So I just wanted to share that with you as well. My intention is not that this is advice for you to do in your own life. And if you want to, you know, it's certainly to be done with people that you trust, people that you respect. I don't think this is a tool to be used to the, you know, for the cash register or the waiter or waitress who's serving you. But I do like that format too, of just really deliberately asking, are you open to my feedback? Giving it in one or two sentences, giving it directly. And then I love that thought of being open to someone else's feedback on like, okay, what worked and what didn't work in giving that feedback. You know, like the feedback that I got on my feedback was like, hey, I want it to come more from your thighs. I want it to come more from your lower body, not to be up in your head, not to be up in your chest, like really to be grounded when you're giving this feedback. And that was good advice for me. So that's all for this week. Thank you for listening. Apologies again on getting this out late. I will be back Monday and Thursday. We have an exceptional lineup for September. Very excited. I can't believe this is the end of August if you're listening to this in real time. But really fired up. We have every episode already recorded for September. On Wednesday, I released a sneak peek where you can hear a snippet from all of the episodes we have lined up in the hopper, ready to go. Very excited for that. And again, give me your feedback on how you're listening to the podcast, how we can better serve you by resurfacing some of those older episodes, just like Jeff Teague's, which I referenced, and I'll put in the show notes right now. Take care, have a wonderful weekend, and talk to you soon.